And if a bee stung you, your hand
would swell.
Okay, and you say, it's still pretty bad?
It's still swell pretty bad, yeah.
Okay. You get a blister, the liquid that forms under the skin is what?
As a blister?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh, yeah, a blister.
Well, what would you call that under the skin?
It's just a blister is all I can
Okay,
see.
Well, yeah, but underneath the blister.
Oh, it's got the water in it, a press in it, whatever.
Okay.
Got water in it, most likely it'd be water in it.
Okay. And a kind of a skinless growth in a root wound that had to be burned out.
How do you call it a wart, I imagine?
Well, if a wound doesn't heal real clean, there's a grainy kind of substance might form around the edge of it, have to be cut out or burned out.
Well, something's in it, I guess. I don't know what you...
Would you ever hear anything like proud flesh?
Yes, but that's what a soul's not well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you use that term?
Sometime we used it, not often. Not often.
What would you call that? Or just would you have any word for it?
It's just an old sore.
Okay.
It's hard to get well.
If you get just a little cut on your finger, you might put some of this brown liquid, stinging liquid, you might put on it too.
Oh, we use a cure cone on that.
Okay.
And since we got
or what else is this? Something
well, we have used peroxide, and we have used iodine.
Okay, that's the one I was looking for. And the stuff they used to give for people that got malaria?
Well, we used 3/6, and I was telling you the other day about that fever grays. You see, colored people had to use what they had. They couldn't use what you used. We had to use what we had. And then I got a lot of things, like I was telling you the other day now. There's some kind of weeds out there that them old people knowed how to use them and make it different teas and things, and they would break all that. I think it's some kind of little bush, it's not a bush, it's some kind of little weed they call a mullet. They use that, and they use catnip tea, and they use that stuff Grandma planted down. It's a big patch of it. They'd use the yellow root and all those different things. I don't know them all now. You have to have some of them older people that are a little bit older than me. They can remember them better than I can, but we didn't use too much medicine. And most of our people were scared of a doctor. We're about to the end of that anyway. I ain't in business. That thing gonna jump since you put it on the floor like it did.
Let's lock it down there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's
it might have been sitting on a level.
Mm-hmm. You didn't know, if somebody died, you didn't know what had been wrong with him, you'd say, I don't know what he died.
Don't know what he died with.
Okay. Any humorous terms you remember for when somebody died? Say, oh, so-and-so.
Well, he must have a heart attack or... Oh, there's a lot of things that he could have died with. We cured him.
Well, no, I mean, you know, for just saying that somebody died, you might... So I'm glad that old skin flip finally...
Well, best term I ever used those terms. But I know this, I know all of us gonna die, I know that.
That's right. Mm-hmm.